Welcome to the Friday Reset, The Butterfly Effect. This episode is the antidote to the heaviness you are feeling in this complicated world.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind's Friday Reset, The Butterfly Effect. I'm Heather Hester. This is a short, intentional space to slow things down a little bit, to take a breath, and to reconnect with what actually matters. Each week, we take one idea from Tuesday's episode and turn it into something small but really meaningful and really actionable, something that you can carry with you, practice in real life, and come back to when things feel uncertain. Change doesn't happen all at once. It happens in small shifts, repeated over time. This week, we talked about what happens when fear gets louder than love, and how saying something as simple and as well-meaning as, "I just don't want you to have a hard life," can land in ways we never intended. Underneath that sentence are layers of a very real, very human experience. You're not just responding to your child, you're responding to the world, to what you've seen, to what you've lived, to what you are afraid could happen next. And that fear makes total sense. Of course, you don't want your child to struggle. And of course, you want things to be easier for them. But here's the quiet shift we're practicing today. You don't have to lead with fear, even when fear is present. The next time your child shares something with you, whether it's something about who they are, what they want, who they love, what really matters to them, notice what rises first in you. Is it concern, tension, questions, the urge to protect? You don't need to do anything yet. Just notice it. And then instead of responding from that place, pause. Take one deep breath and say, "I trust you." Let it be simple. Simple can be enough. For your child, those three words do something powerful. They remove the weight of having to manage your fear. So this week's word of the week is trust. Not certainty, not control, but trust. Trust that your child knows themselves. Trust that they are capable of building a life for themselves. Trust that they can navigate challenges and come back to you when they need support. And maybe most importantly, trust that your relationship can hold both love and uncertainty. Your micro rebellion this week is this. When your mind jumps ahead to the worst case scenarios, to possibilities of future pain, to everything that could go wrong, don't follow it all the way there. You don't have to silence it or fight it. Just don't let it lead. Come back to the present moment. Interrupt it and come back to being present with your child. Fear lives in the future. The connection with your child, with those you love, lives here, right here in the present. The line I'd like for you to steal this week and use whenever you need it is, your life is yours and I believe in you. Your life is yours and I believe in you. Most of us were taught that love looks like protection most of the time. Anticipating problems, preparing for the worst, trying to make things easier for the people we care about. But sometimes that instinct quietly turns into something else. It turns into watching, worrying, bracing. And without meaning to, we start relating to or holding our child's life as something fragile, something at risk. So here's what I want you to sit with. When you imagine your child's future, what do you see first? Is it possibility or is it danger? Think about how that might shape the way you respond to them. This isn't about getting it perfect. It's about becoming aware, because awareness is where everything begins to shift. Remember that you do not have to eliminate fear to be a steady, connected parent. Remember that you are human. You just have to decide that fear doesn't get the final word, that love can sound like trust, that connection can feel like safety, and being with you can be a place where your child doesn't have to edit themselves. Remember, small shifts practiced over time. That's how relationships change. That's the butterfly effect. If this episode gave you something to hold on to, whether it's a new way to think, a softer way to respond, or even just the feeling that you're not alone, you'll find more of that inside my Substack. Heather Hester, More Human, More Kind. It's where I go deeper into these conversations with more context, more language, and more real-life moments. You can read it for free, or you can become a paid subscriber to support the work and to access deeper pieces and bonus actionable content like what to say and what not to say, all designed to help you stay steady, connected, and grounded in this complicated world. The link is in the show notes, and I'd love to have you there. Until next time, keep choosing to be a little more human and a little more kind.